mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 15th day of September 2004. On this live Wednesday edition, thank you for joining us. We have a surprise guest joining us in the second hour. And then in the third hour, General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, will be on with us. Talk about the first guest. Ivan could submerge New Orleans. And the Houston Chronicle is reporting 50,000 could drown. New Orleans could cease to exist. Those are quotes out of the Houston Chronicle. More than 1.2 million people in metropolitan New Orleans were warned to get out yesterday as a 140-mile-an-hour hurricane, Ivan the Terrible, turned towards the Gulf Coast, threatening to submerge the below-sea-level city during what could be the most disastrous storm to hit in nearly 40 years. And Paul Watson put this nice little comment at the top of it. Says, this is an interesting primer for future government scaremongering tactics where people are told that asteroids are going to strike. The fact that we're in 2004 and New Orleans flood defenses haven't been significantly bolstered to handle this sort of disaster makes even George Bush look confident in comparison. Inserting 9/11. And I agree. I mean, New Orleans is below sea level. They know that any time there's any large-scale rains, they flood. And here is this hurricane going 140 miles an hour, about to start